We cannot control the world. We cannot control the world. As much as we would like to tell people what to say, how they should act, and who they should vote for, we can't. I mean, well, we could, but what good does it do? All we can control in this life is ourselves and how we conduct ourselves. No matter how right we may think we are, it doesn't matter. If you sat down and asked the others in life, they would answer the same. We all think we are right. The world is run by egos. No matter how little we believe our ego may be, it's still there. And 90% of the time, it's running the show. I watched a short video on Facebook the other day about the creators of Woody the Woodpecker, Gracie and Walter. In the short video, it explained that while on their honeymoon in a remote, beautiful cabin, the two were tortured at dawn every day by annoying woodpeckers who relentlessly hammered their roof. It was so horrible that they were unable to sleep, and it ruined their honeymoon. Or did it? Out of that experience, they created what turned out to be a timeless success. They chose to make the best out of a situation that was out of their control. We can't control other people or circumstances in our life any more than we can control the birds in the air. They come and go as they please, doing exactly as they see fit. Who or what is your Woody Woodpecker? Who is that relentless, arrogant, self-righteous, never acting how you would expect, out of control person in your life? Donald Trump? Your father, mother, sister, cousin, or ex? That impossible, aggravating, ego-strumming situation in your life. Your bum shoulder? Your job? The traffic? Weather? Unisex bathrooms? Or politics? The best we can do in this life is the best we can with what we've been handed. I overuse this word so much, but it is one of my greatest lifesavers in this life. Except, we cannot control the world. We can't. We can only control ourselves. We have to do our very best with the best of intentions and try not to harm others along the way. If only we could all practice this very simple way of being. What a difference it would make in the world. But I cannot change the world. I can only change myself. My sister Teresa said it best during prayer tonight. May our egos be small and our hearts be big. Right back soon. Love, Annie.